If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, September 15th. It was cool outside. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is retired Chicago Police Lieutenant David Haynes. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what is now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food, and we tell them where to go. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. I was looking at your event on Sunday night, the Rock and Roll Museum thing, and all I could think of is it's going to be an interesting show Monday morning.
Well, it starts at, doors open at 5, it starts at 6, and I'm told it'll be over before 9. Details at WGNradio.com.
Rock and rollers don't go to bed at 9, though.
I need people to escape a little early. Tell me about the restaurant you checked out and investigated this week.
Well, yeah, it was a community tavern at 44038 North Milwaukee, and it was suggested by a listener, Kathy Burkhart. And I appreciate suggestions at bcopsguide@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And Kathy Burkhart told me about this place, and it was really interesting. Actually, I was going to go somewhere else till I saw her email, and I happened to look up the restaurant, and it is a very eclectic menu at this restaurant.
So. And that piqued your interest.
It really did, because I went out with my wife, and it was an interesting place. So, all right. It's right by the Portage Theater, just south of the Portage Theater on Milwaukee. And when you pull up in front of it, it's kind of deceptively small because it looks like one of the other storefronts along Milwaukee Avenue. And it's got a sign that just says community on it that up the side of the. So it's a little bit, when you look at it, if you're not looking for it, you know, you might not even notice it that it's there. And when you walk in, it is beautiful. It looks like just a storefront from the front, but when you walk in, there's like a chandelier there. There's the exposed brick, which is really big now, and all the tables are really nice. And they have a very nice bar along the side too. And then it goes back, and there was some other tables in the back. I don't know if it's an event space or what was in the back. Oh, it might have just been the kitchen because it looked like it was kind of carved out of there. But it was just a very beautiful little place. I was really surprised that I hadn't been in there before.
And what was it exactly in the listener email that attracted you?
Well, it was she just said it was really good. She gave me a list of places in the neighborhood, and she said they had great dumplings, which uh-huh. I was like, all right, wait a minute. We're talking about community tavern that has dumplings. So then I looked at the menu, and all right, so their big thing is their community burger. They have a cheeseburger. You can make it wherever you want it, and it looked very good. But then I looked at the menu, and I was like, well, I gotta try some new stuff here. This, I mean, it was a little strange. So I had the first thing we ordered was hamachi tartar. Tartar.
That sounds like something that would not be on the menu at a place called Community Tavern.
Yeah, well, it's a cubed raw fish, and it had this black garlic and horseradish, another thing about this place that you don't expect from a neighborhood restaurant was it was plated really nice, which. You know, when my son was working downtown at the restaurants, he explained to me that the amount of effort that went into plating food at these high-end restaurants, I never paid any attention until he mentioned it. So now
they make it look beautiful.
Yeah, they make it look beautiful, and it was really interesting. I thought it was great. My wife, we both enjoyed it. And they also had, I wanted to mention, because I didn't know Dave wouldn't be here today, they also have coconut and lemongrass soup, which, you know, Dave likes that kind of healthy.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. We'll tell him about it.
I think Andy would be more into the burger and the
well,
burger.
You say, it's a good cheeseburger there.
It was very good cheeseburger. And I had, what I ordered the last time I went there was a Sakura pork secreto, which I had never heard of.
And it's a very sophisticated menu.
It really is. And there's, you go from a cheeseburger to, they have like a Korean bibimbap and and Vietnamese noodles are on the menu too. And they have a whole dumpling section that just, it's a little something for everything, but it could be, you could be, I'm going to have a cheeseburger tonight, or I'm going to try something new, which is what I was in the mood for. So pork secreto is a cut of pork that's like from the shoulder, and it was really tender, and they had roasted corn and peas. And I mean, it's at this time of year, you know, roasted corn and peas is really good.
So, this is an amazing community tavern, 4038 North Milwaukee Avenue.
Yeah, and then on the other end spectrum, my wife ordered a rainbow trout, which was really good.
It's a very extensive menu as well, huh? Continuing now with the author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes, and let's get to the evidence you brought in from a bakery. Well, it's more than a bakery, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more than a bakery. So this is a little different because this place has been on my list as to review as a restaurant, and I just keep putting it off. But Cafe Salle Marie at 4729 North Lincoln, she just announced she's going to retire at the end of the year. So since it's only a few months left, I figured I better mention it now.
It's been there like four decades.
It's been there a long time, and it's in a beautiful area, Lincoln Square. If you've never been there, this is a good reason to go. Parking's a little tough, but Cafe Salle Marie is a very nice little cafe. They have a menu. They have a regular menu where they have lunch and breakfast until 3 p.m. And then after 3 p.m. they move to dinner, and we could talk about that food a little later. But I went there today because they have a very good baker, and they have a lot of bakery goods. And so the front part of the cafe is the bakery part, and then in the back they have very nice little tables, you can sit down. But it's a great place to go get a cup of coffee, and yesterday I had a turtle tort, a little tort that you could sit and have coffee in the square, and you know, and
yeah, it's
people watch.
It's a nice area now, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. So Lincoln Avenue between Lawrence and Giddings it's a one-way street, and they have all these great little stores right there. And right in the middle of the block, they built a nice little square with a fountain and benches, and you can go and sit and enjoy the yesterday was beautiful, and today's going to be beautiful again too. So there's so few of these days left this year. You got to get out and enjoy it. This is a really good place to do it.
What else is on the menu?
All right, so I brought in and I've pronounced it right, soccer. I have to get that phlegm in your voice. Soccer tort. And I was pronouncing it wrong when I ordered it, so they told me that. And
I like the way Andy described it. Oh. What did you say, Andy?
It looks like a giant ding-dong without the frosting on it.
Yum.
And, yeah, it's devil's food cake filled with raspberry preserves, and there's a thin layer of chocolate buttercream. It's a chocolate lover's delight right here. I should have cut into it so you could see it.
We'll take care of that.
Yeah, I'm sure. So they have great pies, apple pie and apple galette, which is sort of like an apple crunch pie. I almost bought some of that yesterday instead of a turtle tort, but I love that. I bought a lemon meringue tort. You know, when I go to these things, especially when I go on Thursday night, I always pick up something to bring home because otherwise there'll be a revolution in my house. And I brought a lemon meringue tart and for my daughter. And usually what we do is she gives me a bite of it, so because I usually get her something that I hadn't tried before. Yeah, she didn't give me any at this time, so she really liked that.
I guess. Yeah. Again, they have more than just baked goods here.
They do. They have croissants for morning. They have savory croissants. Like they have a spinach ricotta croissant, so you can go to right now in the morning and get one with a cup of coffee. And they have very good coffee, too. That's why I mentioned it a couple times.
Cafe Salle Marie, 4729 North Lincoln. Get there before they close up for good.
Yep.
Let's get the news on. That's on the hour from the next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next. But first, restaurant news, Lieutenant.
Yeah, the Chicago Pizza Summit is coming October 15th. I wanted to mention this early so that people have time to get tickets. Usually what happens is I forget about this stuff until like the day before and then find out it's sold out. But the Chicago Pizza Summit at October 15th at Royal Palm Shuffleboard Club, 1750 North Milwaukee. We reviewed them a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, every time we go past it, my wife's like, we're going to go there again. Because we're getting old now and shuffleboard. But there's a lot of young people that play shuffleboard.
Yeah, that's true. And I know that your favorite gelato place, unfortunately, is closing soon. Not forever, but just for now, right?
Just for a season, yeah. Z-Shell at 4968 North Milwaukee. You only got about a week and a half left before they close down for a season. A lot of the Italian ice places are closing down for the season. So, you know, if you want to get out there, if you have a good night, you can get there. Johnny's Beef, though, will still be open with the Italian ice all winter.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
All right. Very good report, Lieutenant, as always. And as always, we say thank you and...
Hey, let's be careful out here.